भगवते वासुदेवाय। एषव श्रेय आधास्य गोप गोकुलनंदन अनेन सर्व दुर्गणी यूयं अंजस्तरिष्यथ श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन टू इंक्रीज द ट्रांसेंडेंटल ब्लिस ऑफ द कावर्ड मैन ऑफ गोकुला दिस चाइल्ड विल ऑलवेज act auspiciously for you, and by his grace only you will surpass all difficulties. Purport. For the cowherd man and the cows, Krishna is the supreme friend. Therefore he is worshipped by the prayer Namo Brahmane Devaya Go Brahmane Hitaya Cha. His pastimes in Gokula, his dham, are always favorable to the brahmanas and the cows. His first business to give all comfort to the cows and the brahmanas. In fact, comfort for the brahmanas is secondary and comfort for the cows is his first concern. Because of his presence, all people would overcome all difficulties and always be situated in transcendental bliss. So in this purport, we find that Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing about how to Krishna, cows and brahmanas are quite dear, and he speaks about the shloka Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishna, Govindaya Namo Nama. And he mentions that Krishna is a friend of all living entities. The scene is that Garga Muni came in the cow shed of Nanda Maharaj. And Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, his name-giving ceremony is going on. And this is one of the shloka which is quoted by Garga Muni, that how Krishna will increase the transcendental bliss of Gokula, how he will protect the cows and brahmanas, and how he will be the friend of all Brajavasis and actually the friend of all living entities. So initially I would like to speak something about Krishna's love for brahmanas and cows. Today's time we find that cows are disrespected, but cows and brahmanas are very dear to the heart of Krishna. We find that in Krishna's pastime, so many pastime cows are around him and he is performing his pastime with the cows. Actually, when Supreme Lord Krishna in the house of Nanda Maharaj, when he gets up and the first thing bathing ceremony happens, the products in the bathing ceremony, some of the products used in bathing ceremony are milk, we know it is a curd, ghee, and these are all given by cows only. So he starts his day by actually cows. Krishna has offered many items are cooked, most of them are in milk, but of that he prefers butter. Even there are many items, he starts his meal by eating butter. So he shows that how much Supreme Lord loves cows. And of that, how he spends his whole day taking care of the cows in the pasture field. We find which person or which lord relishes such an activity. Suppose somebody is a cowherd boy in some village, his aspiration will be there to come to Mumbai and earn some money. But Krishna, he is happy doing it. And it is not that some few cows are there. It is explained in scriptures there are 9 lakh cows are there. 9 lakh is a very big number. Generally, recently, Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra is coming. So in Rath Yatra, there are 9 lakh or 10 lakh people comes. And you find people all over Jagannath Puri. So you can imagine same number of cows, how much area they will be covering, so packed. And actually, we may take a very small space. Cows will take a very big space. And especially, these are not cows which are Bombay cows, which are not taken care for. These are very well-fed cows. So we are very, bodies also nicely huge. And you can imagine such 9 lakh cows are there. So you can imagine so much vast area, only cows are to be seen. And Krishna takes care of all the cows. His name is Go Brahmana Hitayacha. That means he loves Brahmanas and he loves cows. One of the pastime in which he shows his affection to Brahmanas as well to extreme degree and cows also extreme degree is I can mention of Tirupati Balaji. So Tirupati Balaji, the story starts with Bhrigu Muni wanting to test who is Supreme Lord. He is a Brahmana. And ultimately, after meeting Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, Bhrigu Muni comes to Vishnu or Narayan. And to test him, whether he gets angry or no, he very, very hard kicks his feet in the chest of the Lord. Lord was just lying, resting. Lakshmiji was next to him. And Bhrigu Muni went to such a degree which even we can't even do to a human being. He dared to do to Supreme Lord. Even suppose some human being is just sleeping, lying down, especially with his wife, and some outsider come and just kicks very hard on the chest, immediately he will be outburst, will be angry. Wife will also get angry, he will also get angry. What is this? And rather than that, Supreme Lord, no anger displayed, no anger in heart. He told Bhrigu Muni, my chest is hard, perhaps your feet, your soft feet might be hurt. So please sit, let me massage your feet. And then Bhrigu Muni realized that only Supreme Lord can do it because any person will be provoked in such situation. That is a power of or love for Supreme Lord for the Brahmanas. He loves Brahmanas. In the same pastime, Narayan came down as Srinivas. And then in the same episode of pastime, he does tapasya. And he does so much tapasya that actually he was covered by anthill. And a cow would daily come and empty all her milk on this anthill where Supreme Lord is doing meditation, tapasya. And the man who was taking care or say with the cow, who was angry and one day and wanted to kill the cow. And immediately Srinivas came out and the axe was there, hit on the head of Srinivas and he started to bleed. And today also we find that this eternal mark Tirupati Balaji carries on his forehead, indicating his love for his cows. Actually, it's there. Actually, Mother Vakula Devi applied ointment, but still the mark eternally is remaining on the forehead. And that's why people chant Govinda, Govinda. That is how he gives pleasure to the cows and actually Brahmanas also. So that is Supreme Lord, love for cows and Brahmanas. Why Brahmanas and why cows? Brahmanas, the reason is that it is mentioned over here that Krishna is a friend of all the living entities. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Surida Sarva Bhutanam, that means one who is friend of all living entities. And same Krishna, he loves Prabhupada in purport to this Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, he defines friendship. Means friendship is a different formula Prabhupada gives. Who is a friend of Krishna? Generally we find that somebody feeding butter or food in land of Golok Vrindavan is a friend of Krishna. And Prabhupada mentions that purport is that one who gives his knowledge of Krishna consciousness to others is a friend of Krishna. So I was really different way Prabhupada puts it. Why is it so that he is friend of Krishna? The reason is that it is a earnest desire of Krishna to take this soul back to Godhead. And anyone who helps them come closer to Krishna or going back to Godhead, Krishna is very happy with him. And Brahmanas does it. Brahmanas spread the teachings of Supreme Lord, and that's why they are very dear to Krishna. Krishna is friend to such Brahmanas, and such Brahmanas are friend to Krishna. But in fact, Krishna is friend to all the living entities. And why cows? In material world, cows is a animal by which we can advance in spiritual life. It provides so many necessities. It provides milk for the brain by which we can understand the spiritual culture or supreme knowledge. In the spiritual world, the same cows has got so much love, affection for Krishna, which we can't even compare it. And Krishna is friend of cows, Krishna is friend of Brahmanas, and Krishna is friend of all the living entities. And in spiritual world, it is not that Krishna only has got affection. In response to it, the cows also has got so much affection for Krishna. In spiritual world, it is said that cows, there are gives unlimited milk. Generally, we find that when cow gives milk, is that when her affection for the calf is increased. And when the affection is there, naturally milk pour out of her body. But this material world and the affection is limited, the milk is also limited. But in spiritual world, Krishna, their love for Krishna is unlimited. And that's why unlimited milk comes out. That's why they are Surabhi cows, unlimited milk coming out from their body. There is no dearth of milk in the land of Braj. Milk is dripping from the udders of the cows. The main reason is that actually they love Krishna intensely. Generally, what happens is that some human being wants milk and he puts the calf for some time and remove the calf and then he gets the milk. But in spiritual world, it's not necessary because the love for Krishna is so much that unlimited milk comes for everyone. That is a cow's love for Krishna. Especially in this past time where Aghasur was killed. In the same past time, Supreme Lord taken the form of cows, so many cows, not cows, calves, so many calves, maybe lakhs of cows. He did it for one full year, he became so many calves. In the same past time, we find that further, when Balramji and Krishna once were at the foothill of Govardhan, and the man of Vrindavan were taken the cows to on the top of the hill of Govardhan, and calves were on the beneath of the Govardhan and cowherd boys were grazing. And as soon as the cows saw the calves, which were Krishna, they were uncontrolled and they were running down. Cows doesn't generally run, especially on the hill. We find they may run here and there on the straight land, but when the hill is there and especially going down, they don't run it. But they just forgot everything, they were just running down. Men trying to stop them, but they could not be checked. And ultimately they came down and the calves started to drink milk. And Prabhupada mentions that many of the calves were grown up, it's not expected that they drink milk, but nonetheless they drink milk. Why? Because it is an exchange of love between cows and Krishna. And that's why cows are very dear to Krishna. Actually, it is said that Krishna is friend of all living entities. And all his act are an act of friendliness. Suppose Krishna kills demons or Krishna kills Hiranyakashipu. Murder, like killing Hiranyakashipu, and in same anger, like he's putting the intestine on the neck. And somebody may claim that I'm friend. How is it possible? Suppose somebody comes with a gun and shoots many bullets in our chest and says, I'm your friend. We can't accept it. Then how can be Krishna can be friend of Hiranyakashipu? The one reason is that if Krishna would not have killed, then he would have continued his sinful activities and he would have suffered a lot. And second reason is that just by Krishna's killing Hiranyakashipu, he was liberated. He was delivered completely. So Krishna is friend to everyone. To condition souls, he sends scriptures. He sent holy men. He personally comes down to show conditioned souls' path. He is most dear friend to the conditioned souls, but conditioned souls doesn't accept it. As an act of mercy, Krishna sends cows so that people can advance in spiritual life. Cows are meant so that we can come closer to Krishna. Even worship of cows, actually one is making spiritual advancement. Lakshmi is residing on the backside of cow. In many temple, at least in some temple I know, where in the morning when Lord wakes up, the first thing or person that he sees is cow. In Ahobilam, where Narsingdev wakes up, so Narsingdev is a form of personification of anger. So when he wakes up, he starts with his anger only. So before he gets angry on pujaris or someone, they show cows. Backside of the cow where Lakshmiji is there. So when Narsingdev sees cows and Lakshmiji both, he is specified. So cows are necessary for advancement of somebody's spiritual life. But today what is happening, the same gift given by a friend is actually taken by the people for actually downfall. Today we find that, no need to speak much about it, but we find that how cows are mistreated in so many ways. And the same gift which Krishna gave as a rope to come to spiritual world, same gift person is using as a ladder or say pit to go to the hellish planet. Krishna is giving gift, but we don't accept the gift. Krishna has created cock so that we can understand Brahma Murat. And same cock people is just using it for killing and eating it. So whatever gift Krishna is giving, actually people are misusing it, and actually they are gliding down to the hellish planet. About there's one nice pastime about Brahmanas in where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defines about Brahmanas, the pastime of Amoga, that is son-in-law of Sarva Bhattacharya. I would like to narrate. It's a nice pastime. One time Sarva Bhattacharya invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house. And when we love a person, we want to offer so many items to that person. And Sarva Bhattacharya offered so many items to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not keen for it, eating it. But nonetheless, just for the affection of Sarva Bhattacharya, he was eating it. It was such a sweet environment was that. And suddenly, Sarva Bhattacharya's son-in-law, Amoga, appeared on the scene. And he started to criticize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that you are eating food which is actually meant for 10-12 people. You are eating alone. What kind of sannyasi you are? And this statement was heard by Sarva Bhattacharya also. And with very angry eyes, he looked to Amoga. And as soon as he saw Amoga, Amoga just understood that he may do anything, and he just ran away. And Sarvam Bhattacharya took a stick and started to run behind Amogha, but somehow Amogha ran. And Sarvam Bhattacharya was so disappointed, very disappointed, that how can somebody can treat my guest, who is none other than Supreme Personality of Godhead, like this? And he was very disturbed in his heart. He tried to apologize. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please forgive. Actually, I have invited you in my house just for this offending you. So it's my great mistake on my part. Please forgive me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't worry. It happens. He's just like a child. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very lovingly accepting prasad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. But Sarvam Bhattacharya, his wife, were very disturbed. Wife was saying that their daughter's name was Sati. So let my daughter Sati becomes widow. Let this person die. Generally, no mother would tell for a daughter. Let this son-in-law dies. We don't want him. And Sarva Bhattacharya also was very angry, giving so many bad words to his son-in-law. And ultimately, Sarvam Bhattacharya says that actually, if somebody hears a blasphemy to the Supreme Lord, either first thing he should do is that he should kill that person. Second option is that if he is not able to kill that person, he should kill himself. So Sarvam Bhattacharya says, since I am a Brahman, I can't destroy a Brahmana. I am also Brahman, he is also Brahman. I can't destroy any one of their body. So better I abandon any relationship with him. And told the daughter that no longer you will associate with Amogha, and no longer he will come. We don't have any relationship with Amogha. Other inside, Amogha went to his home. And since he offended Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was infected with cholera. And now it is treated, but at that time it was not treated. It is a fatal. And other inside, Sarvam Bhattacharya and his wife were fasting. Complete fasting due to they were disturbed in heart. How can we offend at our house Supreme Lord? And one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Gopinath Acharya that what is happening in Sarvam Bhattacharya's house, because he was concerned. So Gopinath Acharya says that, my dear Lord, Amogha is infected by cholera, he is in dying state, and other inside, husband and wife both are actually fasting, and they may also die if they continue like that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, since Amogha is connected to Sarvam Bhattacharya, he went to meet Amogha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very lovingly caressed his heart with his hands. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, you are a Brahmana. Brahmana's quality is that their hearts are most pure thing, where actually Krishna resides. And there is a sign of a Brahmana. Brahmana is Suchi. He cleans, specially his heart clean. He endeavors to make his heart clean so that in this clean heart, Krishna can reside. There is the most prime quality of a Brahmana. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that from where this jealousy came in your heart? Jealousy is actually a sign of a Chandala. It's not a sign of a Brahmana. And then he told Amogha that since actually you are offended, this cholera has come. But since you are associated with Sarvam Bhattacharya, a very powerful devotee, due to his association, all your offenses are negated. You are, negated from your sinful reactions. So please, chant Hare Krishna and get up and forget about all this. And Amogha at that time realized that I am just dying. And Supreme Lord, by the presence of Supreme Lord, he accepted his teachings and he started to chant Hare Krishna. And immediately, he was bestowed with all the symptoms of the love by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he started to dance, cry. And when he realized what he has got, he was so disturbed in heart and asking forgiveness from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, please forgive me for what I have done to you. And he was started to slap his own cheeks. Very hard. Dhar. To the degree that his face was swollen. Then Gopinath Acharya was... Gopinath Patnaik or Acharya? Acharya was present, so he stopped him. No, Amoga. And then he somehow was stopped, but he was disturbed in his heart. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to meet Sarvam Bhattacharya because he was his devotee, topmost Brahmana devotee. So he visited the house of Sarvam Bhattacharya, and Sarvam Bhattacharya was fasting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Why are you fasting? Your son-in-law is a child only. And we don't take the talks of child so seriously. So please eat it." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that now he's a devotee. So he's a Vaishnava. So you can't be doing like this. So then Sarvam Bhattacharya says, "Okay, my lord, your mercy is there." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that anyone who is connected to you is delivered by me. Whether your maid servant, servant, dog, and what to speak of your son-in-law. He is so dear to me. He is an object of my love. And Sarvam Bhattacharya then agreed, "Okay, my lord, I will honor Prasad." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "No, I'll wait over here. You go to Jagannath Puri, take darshan of Lord Jagannath, bring Prasad with you and take Prasad over here." Such a fine sentiment Lord displays. Not that, okay, khalina Prasad karke, aisa nahi karke. He wanted to see in front. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya was wanting that, why should Lord should wait for me? This is, "My dear Lord, I'll take bath, I'll go to temple and honor Prasad. Please don't worry. You please go. I don't want you to wait till then." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then thought, okay. Then he left Gopinath Acharya and says that you wait here and inform me when he has taken Prasad. So that is a deep love for Lord to actually all the living entities. Each living entity he loves personally. That's why he is present in the heart as a Paramatma, coming with the living entity at every place, wherever he goes. And especially in this purport where it mentioned about cows. So, one of the very important thing that how Krishna loves cows is that actually his namkaran ceremony also existed in Goshala itself. It indicates how much he loves the cows. And here in this purport it is mentioned that in fact comfort for the Brahmanas is secondary and comfort for the cows is his first concern. That means he loves cows more than anything, more than even Brahmanas in the land of Vrindavan, because he has got special affection for the cows. When he goes to Ter Kadam and plays flute, especially when he comes back, and along with his, all the cows are coming back. They are happy in association of Krishna. And all the cows are returning back. And Krishna knows, calls the cows by each name. Somebody says, how is it possible? Krishna can call the cows each name. He is Supreme Lord. We may not even remember the names. Suppose even a big scholar is given list of 9 lakh cows. He cannot remember it. How can he remember it? And Krishna not only remembering it, he actually calls for each cows. And each cow is running towards Krishna because they have been called by the Supreme Lord. And sometimes some cow would remain behind. Krishna has got beads of diamonds where actually he counts one group. 108, one group came, second group came, like that. So he has count how many cows came. And suppose he was short of the number of cows, then actually personally he goes to look for the cows. Where is the cow? So somebody may ask a question that Krishna is calling cow. And cow, rather than coming to Krishna, she is just hiding somewhere or grazing. How is it possible? So many times cows want some person attention of Krishna. And that's why they purposely stay behind so that they will know Krishna will come and actually he will personally give me attention and then I'll go with Krishna. So it is not that Krishna is calling and some cow is living behind. It is not that. Actually, they want some personal attention of Supreme Lord. Spiritual world is a place where very uniquely each person, each cow, each person, each monkey, each tree, each person gets personal attention of Supreme Lord. which humanly it is not possible for us. Suppose someone is a big, say, star and he has got many, many fans. Suppose, say, a person like Michael Jackson, he may perform shows and lakhs of people may attend, but he cannot reciprocate with each person. But Krishna can do it. Why? Because he is unlimited. Krishna is unlimited. His affection also is unlimited. And that's why he has created cows and Brahminical culture, where actually we can advance in spiritual life and come closer. Compared to Krishna, we find that, like as I mentioned about one pastime of Tirupati Balaji, where cows pouring milk on Srinivas. In same pastime, one of the similar pastime where cows is pouring milk is when Rupa Goswami was wanted to find a deity of Govindev. And he went to all of Braja to find the deity of Govindev. But somehow he could not find. And ultimately he saw at one place where he saw on a tila, on a hill, that a cow is coming and emptying her udder on the top of the hill. And daily it would happen. So it's a very curious phenomenon where it happens, like the cow is coming on the top of the hill and just emptying all her milk on the top of the hill. In same pastime of Tirupati Balaji, also similar pastimes, although Krishna is beneath it, he is nurtured by cows, mother cows. And then Rupa Goswami comes and he digs over that to find the deity of Govindev. And you find that Krishna has got so many names connected with cows. Gopal, Govardhan, Govinda, Gopi, vagare. So cows are so dear, Brahmanas are so dear to Krishna. And as we mentioned that he is a friend of all living entities. In this last line, Prabhupada is mentioning, because of his presence, all would overcome all difficulties and always be situated in transcendental bliss. When Krishna is present or Supreme Lord is present at any place, the place become transcendental. The place become full of happiness, like we pray in these songs. Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. And in the second line it comes that Kripa Karo Balo Kana Karo Ami Bara Dukhi. That means Supreme Lord is the most happy person. He just enjoys the pastime, especially Nityananda Prabhu. And on the contrary to us, we are constantly unhappy in this material world. But when the Supreme Lord glances at us, then naturally we become happy. Our life becomes auspicious, happy. And that is our perfection of our human life. So that's why we pray to the Supreme Lord, please remain presence in our life, because your presence means all happiness. Like Kunti Maharani prays, that please give me difficulties, my dear Lord, so that actually, if you give us difficulty, we will definitely remember you. And remembering you means it will be a source of happiness. So in essence, like, we should be remembering Krishna at all times. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. We find that, as I was mentioning about Surida Sarva Bhutanam, that means Krishna is the friend of all living entities. And in Krishna's pastime, so many pastime with the cows. But contrary to that, I was just contemplating that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, hardly any pastime with the cows. I was thinking about maybe one or two pastimes only I could think of it. In Navdeep or in entire pastime of Jagannath Puri, hardly any Chaitanya Charitamrit pastime with the cows. So I was thinking what can be the reason. So Krishna comes as a various gift. Like he comes, as I mentioned, in various spiritual gift he wants to offer. And he has offered cows to the mankind. Please advance in spiritual life. and please come back to Godhead. And as I mentioned, cows are being disregarded. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes with still higher. Actually, something which is spiritual can abandon all our material, actually sins also, in one slot. We chant Tulsi prayer at the end of Tulsi prayer. Yani kani cha papani, brahma hatya di kani cha. That means even somebody has done brahma hatya. And suppose he worships Tulsi Devi with open heart. So his sinful reactions will be immediately vanquished. So any spiritual thing that is there can destroy unlimited actually sins. And Mahaprabhu, he came with the topmost gift which a friend can give. It is said that friend in need is a friend indeed. But actually, if a conditioned soul is in knowledge, he understands, he is always in need. Suppose, tell me any seva which we can do without the assistance of Krishna. One time when Brahmacharya was sharing, that he says that actually, how Krishna's actually presence is required in everywhere. Suppose I may do, so he was thinking while doing prasad serving, he was thinking like this. He says, I am serving rice, what is big deal? How Krishna is helping me? So while he was thinking that, suddenly like he found that he gave more rice to a particular devotee and devotee got angry. Means if you can't understand, I eat little rice and you give so much rice to me, how am I going to eat it? So that Brahmacharya understood that actually in whatever seva we do, we need actually hand of Supreme Lord. Without, so actually in that platform, we can understand, without Supreme Lord's hand, we can't do any service. Prabhupada in childhood time, he would sometime fly kites. And many times the kite would not fly, then he would pray to Krishna, Krishna, make my kite fly. And that is our movement, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Everywhere depend on Krishna. That please help, I need your help. Because without help, his help, actually, we can't do anything. We can't do anything. So, actually he is a friend in need. And we need him always. And he is the only person who can truly help us. And Krishna as a friend, he wants to offer various gifts to the conditioned souls. Take this gift, take this gift, take this gift. And we repeatedly reject the gift. No, no, I don't want it. I am happy in this. Although we are miserable, we want to take shelter somewhere else. So Krishna is giving one additional gift. And in Kali Yuga, people are even disregarding cows, they are disregarding Brahmanas and everything going haywire. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks, okay, I'll give the supreme gift of Naam Chintamani, chanting of the holy names. And you find that it is Supreme Lord or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's supreme love is there, where he gives this supreme gift of chanting of the holy names, which we can't even conceive what actually it is. What actually it is directly transported from the spiritual world. Whatever sinful activity we have done in the past, in one stroke it has been destroyed. We find that in Kali Yuga, neither Brahminical culture is protected, neither cows are protected. Then how is it so that Prabhupada writes so much on Brahminical culture, so much on cows, then how is it that this thing is going to emerge? Is it that they are only in books? No. Just by this Sankirtan movement, everything else will establish. That is foundation. All Varnashram will establish, protection of cows will establish, and whatever is there in Varnashram, everything will establish just by chanting of the holy names. Because just by the process of chanting of the holy names, one's heart get pure. And since one's heart is pure, naturally, his actions will also be pure. And when actions are pure, naturally, he'll be respecting Brahmanas, he'll be respecting devotees, he'll be respecting cows, and everything auspicious will come. Just on foundation of this particular topmost gift, which is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's why Sumedhasa, wise people, they take to this gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with very dear, with his heart. somebody may not be even able to appreciate other gift of the Lord. But if you just appreciate one gift which is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his heart, this gift will give appreciation for all other gifts also. It will have appreciation for Vaishnavas, it will have appreciation for deities, it will have appreciation for a holy place and everything, just on the basis of one particular gift. And this particular gift was distributed by Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada all over the world freely. And the topmost gift of the Krishna, he gives most easily available at any place a person can actually assess this topmost gift. Neither he can, he doesn't have to go anywhere, whether any time of the day, no hard and fast rules. So that is Krishna's friendship. Krishna's friendship. And only intelligent person definitely would like to accept this, which Krishna stretched his hands to the conditioned soul as a matter of friendship. Like many time in, find in college, students have friendship belt. And they have got some friendship. But this friendship is not long-lasting friendship. It's very short-lasting friendship. And whatever offered in exchange is material things, nothing of spiritual, where some actually eternal thing is given. But in association of devotees, we can appreciate this topmost gift which our friend is giving, and we can perfect our life. Hare Krishna. I would like to end over here. Any question one person has got? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Granthra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna Prabhupada ki. Jai Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrunda ki.